Good afternoon. After a brief break in the rainfall earlier today, steady rain is now moving back into interior New York and New England from Pennsylvania and New Jersey. It'll be dry for a little while longer in northernmost New York and central and northern Vermont, with showers likely there during the afternoon, along I-90 into the southern Adirondacks and southern Vermont, and all points south in New York and New England. It will rain through the afternoon. Some of the rain will be heavy at times, and even a rumble of thunder cannot be ruled out. Meantime, temperatures are fairly uniform and will hold in the middle and upper 50s for daytime highs. This last bout of energy for the time being will depart through New England during the evening hours and will start a drier trend. Overnight, still plenty of clouds with lows dropping back into the lower 40s. With high pressure building in temporarily, we'll have a dry day on Thursday with a mix of sun and clouds. A northwest breeze will help continue to dry things out with highs in the upper 50s to around 60. A weak disturbance will approach on Friday. Skies will become mostly cloudy again, and there's just a slight risk of a few showers by the end of the day with highs in the upper 50s. That same disturbance will combine with a storm system well off the eastern seaboard to generate more clouds and a few showers on Saturday. Highs will remain in the upper 50s. After that system departs, we'll dry out nicely on Saturday night, and we'll open up with some sunshine on Sunday for Mother's Day. Clouds will start to move in with another disturbance approaching, but I think it's going to stay dry through the day with highs approaching 60. Another chance of showers on Monday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the upper-level energy and the cold front that brought multiple rounds of severe weather to the south over the past couple of days will continue to move east through today, clearing the mid-Atlantic coast by tonight. The front will stretch into the southeastern United States as it slowly moves toward the Gulf of Mexico. Thunderstorms ahead of the front will continue to pose a threat for severe weather for the East Coast, south of the Mason-Dixon line. Cooler and drier weather will follow behind the front from the Great Plains to the Mississippi Valley, reaching the East Coast tomorrow. Meanwhile, across the west, an upper-level ridge will move east while strengthening over the next couple of days. The result will be an expansion of above-average temperatures from California and Nevada into Oregon and Washington. Temperatures will be roughly 10 to 20 degrees above average across the West Coast states today, with the warmth spreading east to the Continental Divide tomorrow. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly cloudy with showers and a thunderstorm possible, upper 60s. Boston mostly cloudy with showers in the mid-50s, and in Buffalo, cloudy with the chance of showers and highs in the lower 50s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 68 degrees, the average low, 45. The record high, 91, set in 1944, and the record low, 29, in 1952 and 1974. Sunrise this morning, 5:44 a.m., sunset this evening, 8 p.m., 14 hours and 16 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy, with showers today and highs in the mid-50s. Scattered evening showers, then drying out tonight with lows in the lower 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and possibly a thunderstorm today with highs in the lower 60s. Scattered evening showers, then drying out tonight, lows in the mid-40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy with showers and possibly a thunderstorm today and highs around 60. Scattered evening showers, then drying out tonight, lows near 40. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy with scattered showers and possibly a thunderstorm today with highs in the upper 50s. Scattered evening showers, then drying out tonight, lows in the lower 40s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Cloudy with Scattered showers and possibly a thunderstorm today with highs in the upper 50s to around 60. Scattered evening showers, then drying out tonight, lows in the lower 40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, breezy but dry, upper 50s. Mostly cloudy, a slight chance of a shower late Friday, upper 50s. Mostly cloudy Saturday, a chance of showers in the upper 50s again. Sunshine on Sunday, giving way to increasing clouds for Mother's Day, 60. A scattered shower Monday in the upper 50s, and mostly sunny back to the lower 60s on Tuesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.